Strolling along Via Mameli means turning the golden pages of the aristocracy of Casale Monferrato. This historic street holds, within a short distance, an extraordinary concentration of splendid palaces and noble residences. The elegant municipal palace was partially rebuilt starting in 1775, based on a design by Count Filippo Nicolis de Robilant for the Gozzani di San Giorgio family, and became the official town hall in 1885. The facade is a triumph of Rococo elegance, divided into three tiers with windows framed by refined stucco work and a portal with paired columns surmounted by a stone balcony. Passing through the entrance hall into the portico, which is enclosed by a wrought iron gate displaying the Gozzani coat of arms, you encounter the artistic memory of the city. The busts of mayors Ogero and Savio, sculpted by the celebrated symbolist Leonardo Bistolfi, and the bronze tondo by Odoardo Tabacci, dedicated to Carlo Bruna. The grand staircase, embellished with four marble putti by Giovan Battista Bernero, representing the four seasons, leads to the former ballroom, now the city council chamber. Here, the vault is magnificently frescoed by Francesco Lorenzi, depicting Apollo with Pegasus and the Muses. Another wing of the palace preserves a splendid ceiling by Pietro Francesco Guala, illustrating Bacchus and Ariadne, welcomed into heaven by Venus and Cupid. A short distance away, you will find Palazzo Magnocavalli. The architect Francesco Ottavio Magnocavalli himself commissioned its renovation in 1732, entrusting the work to master builder Giacomo Zanetti. The superb stone portal is attributed to Benedetto Alfieri, while the elegant balcony balustrade was crafted by the Pellegatta family of marble masters from Viju. The true masterpiece lies inside. A monumental staircase that, with extraordinary architectural ingenuity, winds around just two columns within a remarkably narrow space. The area is illuminated by mirrored windows and decorated with stuccos and a vault frescoed by Bartolomeo Rusca, while a 1737 wooden statue by Girolamo Lurasco, known as Il Grisone, stands watch at the foot of the stairs. Baroque magnificence meets neoclassicism a little further down the street at Palazzo Gozzani di Treville, now the seat of the Philharmonic Academy. Originally designed by Gian Battista Scapitta and built by Giacomo Zanetti at the beginning of the 18th century, it was remodeled at the end of that same century by architect Ottavio Scamozzi, who gave the facade its current neoclassical appearance. The inner courtyard is an authentic architectural theater, enriched with statues, balconies, and scenic backdrops that emerge from the shadows of a portico adorned with columns and stuccoed vaults. Inside, the vault of the grand staircase bears the painterly signature of Pietro Francesco Guala, while the rooms preserve exquisite frescoes by Natali and Lorenzi. Finally, you will come across Palazzo Langosco, currently home to the Civic Library. This building blends harmoniously with the vast complex of Santa Croce, the former convent of the Augustinians. After acquiring the property, the Counts of Langosco made significant alterations to the structure. Its most exquisite features, the double-flight grand staircase and the main entrance hall, were built in 1776, following a design by Giovanni Battista Borra. Under the Gonzaga rule, the palace housed the Monferrato Senate, and its vast entrance hall is still referred to today as the Senate Hall, a space that once guarded the laws and history of the region.